Here we go. Coming up on the Star Wars Report podcast, we're talking about Rebels Season 4, Star Wars Celebration updates, and footage from The Last Jedi. That's right. It starts right now. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Star Wars Report podcast. I'm your host, Riley Blant, and this is episode 270. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Please delete as appropriate. We've got a great show for you guys. Let's get started with our co-host this podcast. We'll start off with the man with the plan, the man who just landed, the man who's a fan of the Stan, Sam I Am. It's Mark Hurleman.
Oh, that's good.
See what I did
there?
I
thought you were going to go with Stan Lee at first, but then that worked well. Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, sir. You know what? I'm refreshed. I have a beverage, two beverages, actually. Once again, coming at you live from the Alpharetta Annex headquarters of the Star Wars Report podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Star Wars Report from the Gibson household. So let's bring him in. He's the producer and host, but in the household sense of the term, of the program, it's Mr. Bruce Gibson.
Well, that took a while. I actually fell asleep through some of that. <He's> like, hey, but these drinks, these beverages that you're having are non-alcoholic.
No, family friendly.
And Coke.
I know. So any of the craziness, I can't blame it on anything but me tonight. Because that's how we roll. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Star Wars Report podcast. It's just about the most fun hour of Star Wars podcasting the three of us will ever have. That's the promise we make.
At least this
week.
This is
so true. I'll probably have enough fun for two and a half of us.
Exactly. Man, also 270 is a nice round number. I was thinking about that earlier today, Bruce, when I was looking at the notes you did.
See, that's funny because I was thinking about that earlier today because I was recording 216 of Star Wars Beyond the films. I was like, man, Nate, remember when we were like almost like 10 episodes ahead of Star Wars Report?
You were ahead
like
of us at one point.
Only like 6 months ago.
I know. Beyond the films. And also, you guys have been going on for a while now. A lot of the network shows are reaching these big anniversaries. Bookworms is like at 5 years pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Hang on. Let me... got getting the Coca-Cola, ladies and gentlemen. This episode of the Star Wars Report podcast brought to you by Coca-Cola. I kind of started off 2 weeks ago when we sat down. Bruce and I sat down in this very studio to do a show, and it kind of cracked me up. I was listening back to it, Bruce, and I alluded to it and never finished my thought, something I do all the time when I podcast. and that was like, yeah, you know, when we're in person, usually it's like a normal tip-top ship-shape production, but when in person, it's a little more chill. And then I never actually finished that thought of, like, just fair warning, this won't necessarily be the same typical Star Wars Report podcast that you know. But I've had so much fun doing these in person, Rick.
It is a lot of fun. It is, because we're, like, lounging out on the sofas, and Mark is coming through the Bluetooth speaker. It's like he's here, like a force ghost. We can't see him, but we can hear him.
Yeah.
The hurl of an upgrade.
The real story of this evening is how long my MacBook battery lasts, because I'm too lazy to pull the power cord out of my car. It's right now at 30%, everybody. I'm having true faith in the Apple battery life. And then number two, how long the battery in this Bluetooth speaker will last, because I definitely used it at work all day today. So we'll see.
Well, we'll see. And tell everybody where you were before you came here.
Oh, I was at the Apple store.
And what were you doing there?
Oh, just browsing.
Eating apples?
I was, munching away. I was like, oh, you know, just for no reason. No. I already cracked my screen.
And you've had the phone for how long?
I mean, like, 2 weeks. I know. I was like, I'm going to buy a case. I'm going to get around to it, right? No, I didn't.
Not soon enough.
No, I know. It's ridiculous. It's insane. All right, but yes, on today's program, we're recording 2-in-1 in this sit-down. So both the Monday and Thursday edition are being recorded in person all at the same time. It's through the magic of podcasting. But we have a new update on my favorite part of all Star Wars Rebels. We've also got Star Wars Celebration updates. And we're going to get to some spoilery stuff either at the end of the show, or we might push that off to the Thursday episode. We've got a lot of great emails from you guys. I'm seriously, like in the last couple weeks, Bruce, I don't know if it's because Celebration's coming or the dinner or Rebels or or me crapping on Rebels, but we've actually gotten a lot of fantastic feedback. I absolutely love it, guys. This is what I just love it. I always get so excited because, like, you know, iTunes reviews or like other stuff like that. It's like, oh, that's all well and good, whatever. Somebody followed us on Twitter, whatever. Getting an email from the podcast.
It's more fun, and let's back up a second, though.
I mean, I was talking to one of my scouts the other day, and he was getting all a little lippy with me. Well, how many followers do you have on Twitter? Yeah. I got about 17K. Yeah, right. So I pull it up. I'm like, oh, you're right. I got 27K. Like, it's just, more than even
you're
I do.
Using
like,
the Star Wars Report account.
I don't even understand our Twitter account, man. It's insane.
Yeah, I love that. I love that it's your excuse to just go, hey, kid, you don't understand the power of Star Wars. You think you've got a lot of Twitter followers. Let the old Hurleman show you what's what. In fact, I didn't dare show my own. I always forget to do this because when people are nice enough to actually leave us iTunes reviews, which you can do at StarWarsReport.com/iTunes, I always forget to thank the people, of course, who leave very nice ones. but we got a new one, Bruce.
Ooh.
I've not told you this one, and I feel like I need to read it to you
now.
We're going to start off the show with this. Because
I'm nervous.
I know. No, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. This is great. So our most recent iTunes review comes from Wafryer, and he just said... this is March 1st. Says another great episode. Saying hi from Penn State while watching Rebels.
Yes, yes. There you go.
That's a 2 for 2. Hi from Penn State.
Love
while
it.
While watching Rebels, you know that's probably the best iTunes review we've ever gotten. Nice, straightforward, to the point, and an inside joke with the show.
That is good.
They didn't have podcasts when I was at Penn State.
No,
that was a long time ago.
A long time. Now that's a technology I've not seen in a long time. A long time. You always notice how Alec Guinness would always repeat his lines? Was that? I wonder if he was directed to do that, right? I wonder if Alec Guinness is that's just a tick. I should go back and like watch Bridge on the River Kwai again to see if that's like a thing he does.
Maybe.
He's like, your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough. Although he didn't actually repeat that line. But you know what I'm talking about.
Well, he did say he wanted to rewrite some of his lines.
Well, and I do remember that was part of Ewan McGregor kind of copying him in episode 2 and especially 3 when he's like, that one doesn't count. You remember that?
Yes.
I remember seeing that in behind the scenes. All right, enough of that. Let's get into the news. Star Wars The Clone Wars. Wait, what? Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I flipped out when I saw that. Hang on. Wait a minute. It's the 10th. Yeah. That's not right.
It's been a while since we've talked about it, and now we talk about it once again under... You know, I like to say that it's winding down on Netflix. It's just winding down. Or is it?
It was.
But...
It's staying.
It's
it didn't
back.
Go away. It's still here.
What?
Because remember, it was supposed to go away like the end.
I remember the story. We talked about it on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we said, but it wasn't confirmed. Like, you know, if we heard any updates, we'd let you know. Well, we haven't heard any official updates, but the date has passed when it was supposed to leave Netflix, and it's still on.
Still there.
It was supposed to leave March 7th.
Like a fungus you went to the doctor for and got a cream.
I'm excited. I want to go back and watch Clone Wars, but I need to catch up on Rebels first. Bruce, okay, you want to just throw on some episodes of Rebels in the background while we podcast?
I should.
This is a perfect transition because I wanted to ask this question to you, and I see that Bruce slipped it into the show notes, and so I'm going to move it forward because I was thinking about the fact that you're behind, and you're not alone. There are actually quite a few people that have fallen off the Rebel horse. And I mean, even I for a while had fallen behind about 3 or 4 episodes, but I was thinking about the Netflix angle. you know, what if Rebels moved to Netflix and released a full season at a time? You'd be able to then blow through the episodes at your disposal. When you get to those slower ones, it's not one of those like where you're waiting another week. I mean, after having like some of the really slow episodes, like the ones on the Clone Wars with Gascon. I can't even think. Some Gaston, day of the Void. Those ones were so slow that so many people were like,
Gascon.
Right,
no, I was thinking of Beauty and the Beast. Sorry. Gascon, Gaston. They're very similar.
But yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it in that regard. Like, if they did it on Netflix, if they had Rebels on Netflix, gave you a whole season at once, I don't think that you'd have the issue you're having. I mean, you know, you were mentioning the fact that you thought it was more the delivery and the lack of the character, but I was watching the episodes and there really are character driven. It's just some of them are slower in pacing than others. And I keep thinking about that. If it wasn't on that once a week format, or even sometimes once every 2 weeks, I think, you know, I think they'd have a lot more people watching the show.
Bruce?
I mean, I agree. I don't know if more people would watch it. Maybe they would. Actually, I think they would, because I think it would have more exposure on Netflix than it does on Disney XD. And second of all,
absolutely.
I do agree.
Absolutely.
I think it plays better when you binge watch, because in the last two Dragon Cons, I've been on the Rebels panel and I always rewatch them. I binge watch them. And I think it plays better because these episodes are really, when you take the commercials out, they're like, what, 22 minutes?
22 minutes, yep.
So 22 minutes, it kind of goes by fast, but if you watch several at a time. So what Mark is saying is similar to what I do. I haven't seen the last two episodes. I like to kind of wait till there's like a few, and then I watch them all at once.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
Wait, you're behind on Star Wars?
I'm behind.
You're behind?
Two episodes.
On Star Wars. Why are you podcasting about Star Wars? How dare you, sir? No, we actually have an email about that coming up later.
Ooh, okay.
But yeah, I think the format would help, Mark, to answer your question, but I would still have the issues I have with it, but I don't know, maybe it would move more quickly, because I know it's the Darth Maul episode this weekend, right?
Yes.
Tonight? That airs tonight?
That's one of the two I haven't seen.
The one I heard is one, the one tonight... From what I heard, is one that deals with two droids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, and I was surprised because I thought it was going to be the Maul one. Like,
yeah, that's. I don't know why I was thinking that.
Pushing them all down our throat. Now, the other side of this question is, how long do you think it'll be until we see Rebels on Netflix? I mean, you would think at some point we're going to see at least season one. I mean, you got shows like The Walking Dead that were putting out, you know, by the time they were in the second and third season. Season one was up on there, and Supernatural and other shows that are ongoing and stuff. Why not have that shift?
That's a good question. I'm sure it's just distribution. I'd be curious if there's any other Disney Channel or Disney XD stuff. And I bet there isn't, if I just had to guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked at the Disney XD catalog to see if they've banked all the previous seasons in there. I don't think they have. But this transitions us to the next story about season four.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because if we go to season four and that's the last season, they may just hold off and put all the seasons on Netflix when it's done.
Yeah, season four. That well, which, by the way, it's a thing. Season four is happening. Bruce was shocked to hear this news, I know.
No, it wasn't.
No. We were talking about this earlier. I'm not surprised at all, but that's got to be... I'm guessing last season, right? I don't know why I'm thinking... I keep constantly saying, it's got
to
be the last season.
I think a lot of people expect it to be the last season.
I don't know why. I guess maybe because Rogue One's out.
Well,
but
I don't know
Solo.
If it's because it's just getting a lot of negative reviews from Riley Blanton, and they're just deciding they have to...
You've killed it. Single-handedly shot Filoni's horse, man. Well, think about this. When the Clone Wars was first announced, right, they talked about, we're going to have 1,022-minute episodes. And we were like, how many episodes? Is that going to be 8 seasons? Like, we were trying to break down how many seasons that could possibly be.
That was a George thing, too, if I remember right. He's like, we're doing 1,000 episodes.
Yeah. All 22 minutes.
Melody, we're doing 1,000 episodes.
George won a cracker.
I never put that two and two together. By the way, that reminds me. I want to take just a brief time out from the news here to mention last week's episode. If you have not downloaded episode 269 of the Star Wars Report, you're wrong. What are you doing? Stop listening to these jokers right here. I say as a group, I include myself in that, and go listen to way more entertaining and awesome people there on the last episode. DJ Elliot and Mark Daniel of the Celebration Main Stage They came on. We did a full interview with them, long form, and had a great time. We just talked about Star Wars Celebration, and they told all kinds of great behind-the-scenes stories, including the one time that Mark Daniel got the best picture ever with George Lucas, thanks to one Melody Hobson. He got a better photo op than John freaking Stewart behind the scenes of the main stage, and he recounts the full tale there. It's the best thing ever, and I was so glad to have those guys on. And I think we were recording this last time, and I was talking about, I was waiting for the DM, and then we got it, and then it happened. It was great. And we also learned that Bruce has a shadow box. Can I see this shadow box?
No, not right now.
Darn it.
We're recording a show.
I was like, hey, sorry, everybody. Hang on a second. I got to see this. All right. But yeah, I just want to check it out. It's episode 269, last episode. Go listen to it. Now, Ryan Johnson has an update for The Last Jedi. Now, Bruce, tell me all about this.
Whoa,
because
wait. Is that a spoiler?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
No.
So here's the deal.
All right.
So
what's the deal with The Last Jedi?
What's the deal? I'll tell you the deal.
You ever say The Last Jedi and then you... Sorry.
Okay, so someone tweeted out, hey, for my birthday today, all I want is for Rian Johnson to tell me what The Last Jedi means. And Rian Johnson... Ooh. Responded to him. Yes.
Happy
Rian Johnson
birthday.
Responded. No, that is not what he said.
Oh no.
Well, he kind of did. He says, it means the final Jedi. Happy birthday. The final Jedi. So the last Jedi means the final Jedi. Now, does that really mean anything?
Yes, it means the end credits music will be.
What?
It's the final Jedi. Thank you, Mark.
No, I couldn't fall into that. I mean, that's the perfect trap. I'm just like, wait. Yoda said, and then Kenobi said, where his spirit said, not the last, but the first of the new. But clearly they weren't thinking about from a certain point of view. And then Ben Solo comes in and wipes everybody. Damn it, Solo!
Yeah, no, I mean... It doesn't really change much for me. I'm trying to think of what final last has just meant final to me anyway. I just assumed
that
it was
Jedi
the ending
evolved.
Of the order as we know it.
Well, Ryan, other people are tweeting like, well, wait, what do you mean? And he's pretty much like, well, last and final mean the same thing.
I was going to say, hang on. Yeah, wait just a darn second there.
Now, remember, we heard that The Last Jedi was the title that they just kind of were working with. It wasn't the official title as they were doing the movie. It was one of the first things they wrote down, The Last Jedi, and Luke has been referred to The Last Jedi twice in The Force Awakens. So I think the fact that they just kind of liked the title that they were working from and they decided to keep it as permanent, I think it's pretty obvious, in my opinion, that that title just means Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
I don't think it means plural.
Well, but to contradict you, sir, we talked about this on the show. Like all of the international titles for the film refer to the word Jedi as plural. So, for example, the Italian I can't say The Last Jedi in Italian, but it's like Los Ultimos Jedi, and so Ultimos the actual. Modifier is plural. So linguistically speaking, all the international, like in Japan and stuff, were all plural. So
what's have they ever used, is that used differently in Return of the Jedi in those languages?
I would assume so. Yeah, because Return
is
of
there
the,
a singular of this word in those other languages? You know, because you're saying Italian.
Yeah. How does Return of the Jedi read? Is it singular or plural?
I don't know. Hey, Siri. Say Return of the Jedi in Spanish. Looking. Oh, come on. Don't looking. Here's what I found on the web. I won't distract the show anymore. There was definitely a story I was following along. I don't know.
See, I think, you know, what Bruce is coming with the Luke being it, that's the coping mechanism for me. I keep thinking like, you know, like, I don't want him to die. Like, but there's the aspect of what about if they evolve? I mean, you know, the books have kind of talked about other things being out there. What if, you know, Luke's decided, you know, the Jedi were meant to fall and we're supposed to take the best things about them and start something new? we're the new Imperial Knights.
It's like the new Avengers, right? You know, sometimes you just Tony Stark's got to roll out of there at some point, unless he keeps making money.
Look, you said about Italian and the plural and all that. I don't think there is such thing as a plural and a singular in Italian, because all the Italian words I know, pizza. I have a pizza. I have one slice of pizza. I have two slices of pizza. I've got spaghetti. I've got lots of spaghetti.
I got a pizza pie. That could be a slice or the whole pizza. No, you're right.
Right.
We're solving this right now. Because here's... Here we go. This is from... this is from a little-known website. I don't know if you're familiar with it, Bruce. The Washington Post.
Okay.
It's from February 17th. Does the Spanish Star Wars title shed light on who will be the last Jedi? All right, so here we go. He said, "Here it's." Man, I hate the Phil copy. Oh, eight. Okay, I was just making sure I have the recorder and all the batteries were still functioning the way they should. The official Spain Star Wars Twitter account recently tweeted the Spanish version for the title Star Wars Episode 8, where in English The Last Jedi alludes to the possibility of only one Jedi left standing. The Spanish title is Los Últimos Jedi. Ooh, that's just fun to say. Los Últimos Jedi. Tengo la camisa negra. Los últimos.
I gotta know what Return of the Jedi means. It's gonna drive me nuts.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Every language I'm looking up Return of the Jedi, it's whatever language Return of, and then Jedi is just Jedi.
Well, it still says Los Últimos Jedi, but Últimos, it would be Los Última Jedi if it was referring to one, and it'd be Últimos. So, this is the greatest Star Wars podcast.
I see Del Jedi.
Bruce, what you're saying though then is if Return of the Jedi is singular, they went out of their way with this one to define it as plural where they didn't before. So it's definitely a choice to make it more than just Luke.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, and I still want to know
makes sense, though, because I mean they talk about this next trilogy being Rey's story, and yet they still talk about the saga films being a Skywalker film. So you kind of have to have it kind of hand in hand. Otherwise, you would be transferring the story over to Rey, and it would be less a Skywalker story. So
yeah,
okay.
Well, and you know, one of my theories was Last Jedi refers to Yoda, Qui-Gon, and Obi-Wan as the Force Ghost returning as the last Jedi.
See,
I like that
Bruce,
theory. That's the theory I want.
I give you a bear hug if that's the case, because I have been wanting the Force Ghost to return ever since Zahn knocked him out.
I know. Let's be honest. That sucked. Let's all be honest with ourselves. Throwing Ghost Obi-Wan, old Ben, and just tossing him out, you know, three books in the old canon, it kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I want to see. I mean, we have freaking Liam Neeson and Ewan McGregor. Right. How could you not?
When the new Jedi Order came out, I kept waiting for a Yoda Force Ghost. I'm like, this is a big enough threat. Come on, Yoda. Get up off your little dead laurels and come and talk to Luke. Tell him what he needs to know.
Your dead laurels. The Han Solo movie spinoff just cast Michael K. Williams in the film. So there we go. Of course, he's the star of The Wire. And this is a story from The Hollywood Reporter. Of course, as we know, filming is underway. It's Phil Lord, Chris Miller, and we still have yet to hear a title. However, Williams, of course, he's currently in the When We Rise ABC miniseries, and of course, he was in the HBO standout The Night Of. So I'm not really familiar with any of his work. Are you, by any chance, Bruce?
No.
All right. Well, that's about that.
Three strikes, he's out.
Han Solo movie, it's happening, folks.
So what do you think the title will be?
I think it'll be The Last Smuggler. But do we mean the last... Is he the last smuggler? Or, like, is it The Last Smugglers?
I don't know. What is it like in Italian?
Smuggling. What is it in Spanish? Los Últimos Smugglers. Yeah, all right, I'll stop.
It'll be Scoundrel's Gambit.
I'm just going to Scoundrel. I think that's taken.
So here's my theory on the Han Solo title. I don't know, but I get this funny feeling they're going to try to pattern this after Indiana Jones and the fact that it'll be Han Solo and the blah, 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 blah.
Ooh.
Han Solo and the I've got a really bad feeling about this.
I am that's true. Very good point. I'm all about that. I would love that. I think
well, that's what goes back to the original Lando books and the original Han books, because Lando's were like that, and so was Han Solo at Star's End. I mean,
it's like Han Solo in the Lost City. Han Solo, there are a lot of old, like, these kind of ring back to a lot of the old pop fiction from the old EU had those kind of titles.
Yeah.
What was the Darth Vader's, the Glove of Darth Vader series? I feel like a lot of those had it.
Golden Globe and those.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. All right, let's. One last bit of a news update on Star Wars Celebration. Not this one. The next one.
What?
I know. Yeah, it's. In fact, but I'm always terrible.
Isn't that odd though? I mean, don't they normally save the next one until during Celebration?
That's a good point.
Yeah, why when we're just a month away?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to have to put pause on our conversation here for a second. Sorry, guys. It's not officially a Celebration segment. Unless... Now we can talk.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got an update on Star Wars Celebration.
Go DJ Elliot.
That's right. So Celebration is happening again, 2019. Who's surprised? Anybody? Although, wait. So this is the next one, though, right?
The next one.
So they're taking a year off?
Apparently,
Do we know it's the next one? Did they actually say it's the next one?
They wouldn't announce one ahead of another. So if there was
I still don't know why you wouldn't announce this at Celebration. I mean, and then if it is the next one and they're skipping one. Won't that irritate fans? And if you're going to irritate fans, why do it right before the Celebration where they can let you know?
Who knows? It says, so Celebration is official, definitive Star Wars event, entertainment, interactive, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, guys. It's Riley. I had to jump in real quick, unfortunately, because it looks like we had some audio issues, unfortunately, with the last couple minutes of the show. So I'm just going to take a time out here to say thank you for listening. We've got a great show coming up this Thursday where we talk some... Last Jedi rumors, as well as your emails and a few more details on Celebration. So thanks for listening. Make sure you, of course, leave those iTunes reviews. StarWarsReport.com/iTunes. And a big thank you to everyone supporting us on Patreon to make this podcast happen. We'll talk to you guys soon.